The human cost of an iPad went up dramatically this week. 10 employees at a Taiwanese-owned iPad factory have committed suicide after working in what's been branded a tech sweatshop. The parent company, Foxconn, is the world's largest electronics manufacturer. They defend the working conditions, and so does Apple. But the suicides have some gadget geeks and labor activists asking, is it time for a fair trade tech company? Joining us now is Tom Foremski. He is the publisher of SiliconValleyWatcher.com. Tom, welcome to The Takeaway. And Chris Hogg is in Beijing. He's a correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Let's begin with you, Chris. Just give us the latest developments on this story. Steve Jobs and Foxconn defending themselves. But what a terrible public relations situation for them.
It's a very difficult situation for them, and not just for them, but pretty much for every other major computer manufacturer. These suicides, at least 10 people have died this year at this manufacturing complex in the city of Shenzhen, which is right down in the south of China. Police are treating these deaths as suicides, and they've led the chairman of Foxconn, Terry Gu, to recruit counselors and to install nets on dormitory buildings. But he's facing pressure from labor activists who say the people that work there are working long hours. There's a sort of military-style discipline that's described. And his response is that actually the conditions there are not significantly worse than in any other factory in the south of China.
Of course, that's an important point. It's where you set the bar here. And, of course, the Chinese economic engine is built on the assumption that wages will be low and conditions not a high priority necessarily. Do you get the sense that looking at the big picture there, that's starting to change? Are workers beginning to revolt a little bit?
I think they are. I mean, it's interesting. On the one hand, Foxconn say, look, at the gates of this factory, which employs more than 420,000 people, it's really a town.
Wow, that's amazing. That is amazing.
Yeah, and they have about 8,000 people, they say, every day applying for jobs. And that's their defense, that people want this. But if you take another story that's happening here in China over the last few days, a strike by Honda employees, people are putting the two stories together and say, well, does this mean that this low-wage economy is starting to change, that these employees are showing that they've got limits? And the reason for that, very briefly, is that they are more educated than their parents were. The phrase they use in Chinese was that the first generation of migrant workers were happy to eat bitterness. And these young migrant workers who are much younger, they've had a much better life growing up. And so they're less willing, perhaps, to accept these poor conditions.
There's been a raise in the minimum wage there. Is that a coincidence?
It's been going on all year. They basically announced today that they're raising the minimum wage in Beijing, so far away from this Foxconn factory. But the minimum wage is different in each province. And Guangdong, which is the province down in the south where the Foxconn factory is, that already has hiked its minimum wage. And they have to do this because there is a shortage of migrant workers. China's efforts to stimulate the economy last year meant that there are jobs that you can get in construction and that kind of thing much closer to home if you live in central or western China. So why would you travel all that way far away from your family to work for similar wages if you can get the same wages back home?
Chris Hogg with the BBC. Let's turn it now to Tom Foremski. Tom, do you think Apple should lead the way here and become the first fair trade tech company? And what would that mean?
Yeah, I think Apple could do it because its profit margins are very healthy. If you look at, say, Dell and HP, Apple has profit margins of 21% overall across its business.
Their market capitalization just surpassed Microsoft. They're doing great, so why not, right?
They got $40 billion in the bank, too. Dell's profit margin is 3%, believe it or not. HP is 7%. Apple is 21%. They can afford to give Foxconn workers a raise and so on. They could be the first fair trade tech company, but tech, to produce a laptop, that's quite a big supply chain. You would need to convert a lot of the suppliers to to fair trade standards. And also you'd need to decide what those fair trade standards were.
Well, why don't you give us a little sense of that? What would we be talking about? What would those standards be? How would that change the way business is done there and workers are treated?
Right. I don't know what that would mean, to be honest. I'm not a manufacturer. I don't know what those conditions are like. The electronics industry does say that they do have various standards and that each individual company keeps an eye on its suppliers to make sure that everything is kosher. But there's no standardization, as far as I know, across the manufacturers. And I have no idea how they monitor those levels or what they're actually monitoring. So if we did talk about fair trade electronics, we would have to sit down and figure out what that means.
Well, what about other companies here? Apple may be in the spotlight at the moment, but this does raise the issue. You know, years ago we were talking about sneakers and how the conditions that people face as they make shoes, for example. Now we're looking at the tech industry. Is there a move afoot in the tech industry to address these working conditions issues?
There's a lot of concern. You know, it's the wrong kind of killer marketing for Apple. I think they should resurrect a new version of the Think Different campaign, and Think Fair would be pretty good.
That's not bad. Chris Hogg, let's wrap it up with you. Fair trade tech, how would that go over in China, where cheap production of goods is what it's all about?
Well, I think it's a good thing to aim for, but I think it'll be very, very difficult to put into practice. The big companies already find it very hard to maintain the standards that they demand from their factories.
Chris Hogg, Tom Ferensky, Think Fair. I kind of like that. The Takeaway.